Random thoughts. In this video, I'm going to talk about the possibility of the Kikuyu society being matriarchal in the past. This is a topic that comes up, and I've seen a few people mentioned it, that apparently there was a time when the Kikuyu society was matriarchal. Now, if you don't know what matriarchal is the opposite of patriarchal. And patriarchal means a society where the men lead and the women follow. And so the matriarchal would be the opposite, where the women lead and the men follow. So among the Kikuyu, of course, I've talked about the story of Kikuyu and Mumbi in another video. But now when you follow that story a little bit further, you come into this idea of the Kikuyu society being matriarchal. And that is that when Kikuyu and Mumbi came together, of course, I've talked about that, they had kids and they had 9 daughters or 10 daughters, it is said. There is one that becomes mysterious, and the way it is explained is kind of like it's hard to understand. But it is said 9 plus 1 daughters for that reason. Now, when they had these daughters, they did not have a son. And at some point, of course, the daughters grew and they were adults and they needed to, of course, get husbands and then have the families of their own. And Kikuyu apparently went and prayed to Ngai or Mwene Nyaga, and he sacrificed under the Mokuyu tree, and God answered his prayers, and there were 9 young men who appeared, who emerged from somewhere. And these 9 men took the daughters or married the daughters, and then now you had 9 couples. Now, from that point, it is said that seems like Mumbi had the most authority or say in that organization. She was the matriarch, and Kikuyu had less say in that that family. And when Kikuyu and Mumbi passed on, their daughters continued to have a lot more say in the society, and the men were like subordinates to the daughters, or the husbands became subordinates to the daughters. And that continued like that for quite some time, according to the story that is told. And then it stated that during the era of the age set called the Iregi, and I've talked about the Iregi being a clan in the other communities, but then being an age set among the Kikuyu, apparently the men conspired and they called a meeting, a secret meeting that is. And before then, the reason why they called this meeting is because the women had become basically tyrants, and they will punish them for very minor offenses. And then the women were apparently having multiple husbands. I think it's polyandry, that's what it's called. So they will marry many husbands, and then they will rule them with an iron fist, and apparently they will punish them so severely for very minor mistakes. And apparently they will give them the death sentence if they were accused of extramarital affairs, or if they became unfaithful. That's the men. So the men call a meeting, a secret meeting, and they discuss their situation. And then they decide that it was time to topple the women from power and take the power. But then they could not do it immediately because they did not have the strength to do it. So they decide to do it, they decide to do it in a way that was going to put the women at the disadvantage when they rose. And the way they do it is they all decide to be very romantic to their women. And out of that, all the women become or just find themselves to be expectant. And it's during that period when they are so vulnerable because they are carrying babies that the men rise up and take power from the women. And then after doing that, the first thing they do when they take power is to change the name of the community, of the society, from being the descendants of Mumbi to being the descendants of Kikuyu. They do that. And they also decide to change the names of the clans, because in Kikuyu land, the clans carry the names of, we can call them sub-tribes actually, not clans, because they are clans underneath. The clans are called, I think, Mbari, and then there is a name for the sub-tribe. And the sub-tribes are actually names of the 9 daughters. So they decide to do that. And the women realize what has happened, but they were expectant, they give birth, they are seeing what's happening, but there is nothing they could do. And then now the women decide to at least negotiate with the men, and they tell them, at least don't change the name or the names of the clans. don't change them to be names of the father, so the male ancestor. Let it remain to be the name of the female ancestor. And they said, if you don't do that, then we are going to deny you sons. And the way we are going to deny you sons is that we are going to, when a child is born and is a boy, we are going to basically eliminate them. And the men realized that, yeah, the women still had powers in that. So they decided to at least leave that. And that's how the name for the sub-tribes remained to be the name of the female ancestor. So that is the story that is told. And then from that point onwards, the men became the rulers and the women basically became the followers. That's the story that is told among the Kikuyu. Now, is this something that actually happened? Like many stories that are told, especially stories that are told about things that happened long time ago, and there is no record that was kept that is immutable, it's hard to tell. And even where there is a record, of course, books and documents can be, of course, changed or revised. But my personal opinion is that I don't think that actually happened. The Agikuyu as a society is a composition of people from different backgrounds. The Thagichu, the Ndorobo, the Agumba, the Sirikwa. So it is a composition of people from different backgrounds. So I believe that it's not the story of the emergence of that society did not happen the way that story says it. But of course, there was, as I said in another video, there must be a symbolic meaning behind that story, and a very powerful symbolic meaning, I think. And likely this is a story that was told at least one, to foster unity in the community or in the republic, and two, most likely to explain why society is the way it is, because most likely some people are wondering, why is it that women are like this and men are like this, or why do we have to treat men like this and treat women like this? So maybe that story was told just to try to explain society the way it was. Yeah, so those are my random thoughts.